Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Ches Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simin Tof Kuf Samach Beis yesterday, and we had started Sif Beis, but we'll pick up from the very beginning of Sif Beis, which is the last line of Sif of Lamed Ches Omud Aleph. And we begin as follows. Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber brings down the opinion from the Torah in the name of the Avi Ezri. Shemi Shirogil Lisanos Aseres Mei Tshuva. If a person has a custom to go fast during the Aseres Mei Tshuva, and the Chavetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibur Maskil Shirogulus Anos, and he says Lechor Afilu Eino Rogulus Anos. The same thing would apply even if you're not accustomed to doing this. Ki Wetzlok Ram Pam Arishon. This for you, it's the first time. However, in your city, also here, no Hegis Harbi Lusanos, that many people do have the custom to fast during the Aseres Mei Tshuva. Vurot said Gamkin Lusanos Kishar and Shirin. He wants to be like the other people in the city. Let's say he moved into the city, he wants to be just like them. So in this situation, Mistama Gamkin Kavanoso Adaita the Minaga. He's doing it like the Minag of the people, and therefore the Chiddush. He doesn't have to accept the tainus officially by mincha time the day before, and he also doesn't have to complete the tainus. It's enough to do it till mincha, as we'll see. So again, the Mechab is telling us that somebody that is planning to fast, like the custom of fasting during Aseres Mei Tshuva in places that have it, kiven shirigilus to kablin betvila, since the custom was not to necessarily accept this tanis as a formal tanis in the mincha beforehand, therefore, ino tzorech lesanos atzeis ha-kochavim. Therefore, it's not a formal tanis. You're only doing this to spur yourself to do tshuva, so you don't have to go and fast until the completion of the day, like we normally do with other tanesim. So you don't have to fast till tzeis ha-kochavim. El atzeyetzim yivesek nesis is enough to fast till you leave the shul, and that is fine. Now, we had done the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkotin test yesterday, so we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkotin Yud, which begins as follows. That when you're saying that you don't have to fast until you leave the shul, it means until you finish davening Maariv, Arvis. And even if you're davening earlier in the day, such as, for example, you're davening Mincha before the Plag HaMincha, and you're davening Maariv after the Plag HaMincha, it's still day, it's in the last hour and one quarter halachic hours of the day, as the Mishnah tells us. So this is 10 hours and 45 minutes into our classical 12-hour day. So at this point, you're allowed to daven mincha before then, and you can daven maariv after then. And he says, technically, even maariv is not ma'akiv, elakiv and shigiyah, as man has a die. So he says, it's enough that you reach this point in time, but you should daven mincha first, and then the fast technically is over for you in these special fasts that people have the custom of fasting during the Aseres Mei Tshuva. Then he says, this is brought down from the Morgan of Rome. He says, look at the Machzitz Hasheku, Vayin and Machzitz Hasheku, and Simin Tovkuf Pe'aliv, Shekos of the Aksha of Rabbi Nogim Shalul Sanos, Kimad Zman Mincha Gedola. He says, never mind that people had the custom originally to fast only 10 hours and 45 minutes into the halachic day. In other words, till the Plag HaMincha. But he says, nowadays, the custom for those people is that they only fast until Mincha Gedola, which is till 12:30. Half an hour past Chatzos in our idealized day. They first daven mincha, and this is also the opinion, not only the Matzah Zashak, he says, the king cause of prima god. The alcohol panamira, he says, the bottom line, the ba'odm cholish, a weak person, bavadi yochlu smoch lohokil asanos rak azman mincha gedola. Certainly a person who's weak but wishes to continue with his custom of fasting during Aseres Mei Tshuva can do so only until Mincha Gedola, Ulispalo Mincha, he can daven Mincha then, Utvilas Anenu, and they can say in Mincha, he can say Anenu, and then Vilecho, he can eat after that. The issue foot number 16 brings down Bizmanenu, in regards to fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's not yet part of the Aseres Mei Tshuva, so he says, if you don't normally have the custom of fasting then you have to be makabel this tainus by mincha beforehand. And the reason is, kivan shloo kulam noagim l'sanosbo. That wasn't a well-accepted custom necessarily. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor v'hayochim nispal anenu. In this type of a fast, the individual is allowed to say anenu. He brings it down from the Gosa Shri, the Mordechai, as well from the first perek in Tainus. If you look in the Bir Halacha, he brings down, at the very end of this Bir Halacha, where he writes, Achakach Botsosi B'matzitz HaShekel, that we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Shekosa Behedja, the Achsav Rabbi Nogim L'Sanos Rak Adzman Mincha Gedol, Mispala Mincha Tchila, as the Mishnah Berurah wrote himself. And then he writes, Achar Kosavti, Kozeh Motsosi, B'Pischi Tshuva, the same idea, Shekosa B'Shem Tshuva Shelis Yaivitz, Shedaito Shemesane Rak Ad Chatzos, and Yochol Ispala Aneinu. Then you can't say anenu in mincha. Mikomakom nira darot zlismoch al das haprima god the matzah shekel and now lomar anenu bavad the king shapir of it. And if you are fasting till mincha and you daven mincha, even though you're going to break your fast right after mincha, that is allowed to go and say anenu. Ramah continues, he writes, V'chein chason, a chason, on the day of his wedding, there is a custom to fast. You can see this in the Mishnah Berurah. He'll explain why in a second, and then we'll see in the Dirshu footnotes other reasons as well. So the chason, yispalo anenu, he is fasting, he's allowed to say anenu in his mincha shmoneh esrei, called him shikonis l'chuppah, before the chuppah. Yozu chalishtos, we call shabracha. And this way, since he daven mincha, he's allowed to then drink the kol shabracha, that they make the bar pir gofen, the birchas erisin, and he's suing on, so he can go drink from that, and it's not a problem from his fast. He brings down the name of Truma Sadeshin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudav tells us, the Misana Gam Kain Rak Litzure. The reason why Chasim fast is, again, it's a mini Yom Kippur for him, and therefore he's doing this to afflict himself that he should have spurring his tshuva. And this is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion in the name of the Vilna Gaon in Os Tes. Mishum tshuva, l'chap rav anosav. And it's a mini Yom Kippur for him, and therefore that's why he's fasting. Vein regilus l'kabel b'mincha shulfonim. And the custom is not that he has to accept it the day before by mincha, which would mean he would have to fast until tzeis ha-kochavim, but he's just doing this like the fast of the aseres mitshuva, so it's enough to fast until mincha time. He can say aneinu in Ishman Esrei, and then he can eat and drink afterwards at the erisin and the nisuin. He can drink from the kosher bracha and then eat afterwards. The issue foot number 17 brings down that there are other reasons as well why the chasim fast, and one of the major ones he brings down is that you shouldn't be shikur at the time of the kiddushin, so people can't argue afterwards that it was a mekach tos. If he's not eating or drinking, so then it can't be argued that he was shikur, and therefore that it was a kiddushi tos. Then he has a whole interesting discussion. What about if a person were to get married the day or before, the day before or after a regular Tanis Tibur, like Asar B'Teves? So he has a discussion, a machlokas, between Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Ayin in the rest of Dirshu footnote number 17. Dirshu footnote number 18 brings down a very interesting minhag. He says, if a chosin is weak and it's difficult for him to fast on the day of his wedding, and he nevertheless would still like to fast to get this atonement, this kapara, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shirashai lotzum shelo b'yom ha-chuppah, have the fast not on the day of your wedding. Elakama yomim lifnei achasana. Go get married, but don't fast on the day of your wedding. Fast before the wedding, a couple of days earlier. In this situation, he should accept the tainis by mincha time because it's not accustomed to do that. And this way he can also have the kapara that might come along with doing such type of a tzom, of a tainis. And at the same time, I would tell people that they are poor fasters and they're going to faint at their wedding, or it's going to be difficult for them to enjoy the great simcha of the wedding, so they should discuss this with the Rav as to what they should do, whether they don't have to fast at all, or they should discuss doing this minhag that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says is acceptable as well. The other option is many people get married, or they try to get married on a day like a Rosh Chodesh, or a day when it's not obligated to fast, and this way you have the best of all the worlds. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis, where he says that you drink from the kosher bracha if the daven mincha, the chosin, can drink from the kosher bracha. Hainu, gam kein, af shelo hisna b'tchilo shelo l'ashem. This is, of course, that he didn't make a specific note that I want to fast the entire time to say tzitzik ha-chavim. Afilu hachi yochel lishtos. And as long as he didn't say specifically, then he's allowed to go and drink the kosher bracha. The chanal, as we already explained. Umash cause of the oz in this situation, he shouldn't drink before mincha, then he wouldn't be able to go and say anenu. But he says it's a good idea, a good suggestion, that the chosin should say, I hereby do not want to go and fast till beyond mincha time. That's the best etza. The issue foot number 19 brings down Batama Dabar. Why? He brings down the Knesset Agdola and the name of the Beis Yosef and the Beis Shmuel, Sha'amim Lufi Atam Shloyu Shikorim Mishas Akidushin, the reasoning that we brought down that you shouldn't be a shikur, so it shouldn't be a question of the Mekach Toz, so then Ein Tzorch Lahashlim Achri Yachuppah. Then once the Chuppah is done, there's no reason to continue fasting, even if you haven't done Mincha. So he says, Achbi Atam Shal Kapara, the reasoning of Kapara, then theoretically you should finish fasting. However, he brings up the Prima Gadim, Shikoshiv Al Koponim, Mikzas Kapar Yesh, Gam Kishenu Mashim. Even if you don't finish up, you still got a Kapara, so therefore, even according to that time, maybe once the chuppah is over, you don't have to go and continue fasting. And daf mincha, you could eat mistama right away. He adds that the reason why you don't have to finish fast is because for you, now it's a day of yontif. There's a chosin, and there's also the opinion of the chochmas adam, and therefore one could eat right afterwards. Ramah continually says, "Alpha Misha Misanami Yud Zayin Tamuz Atishabo." For those that have the custom to fast every day of the 3 weeks, so he says, "Sarch Lahasim." They do have to go and finish their fast. Afal Gavdeinu Sarch Kabbalah, even though it doesn't need a Kabbalah there. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Tam Shemis Anan Allah Avar, because there you're fasting over a tragic event that happened in our Jewish history, and not as a way to, so to say, afflict yourself to spur you to do tshuva. There, the Saris Mei Tshuva fast is a plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please rip up any bad decrees against you. So therefore, Amrinam, the Lo Kiblu, El Lusura, there, it's only to afflict yourself, and therefore you don't have to finish the fast. And he says, V'zeo Tam HaMesana Arbam Yom Lefnei Yom HaKippurim, those that have the custom that they fast in the 40-day period before Yom Kippur, the entire month of Elul, and the Aseres Mei Tshuva, they also don't have to finish it off, because again, the Ho Hei Mesanam Gamkein Mepnei Tshuva, their whole purpose of fasting is to spur them to do tshuva, and not that they're obligated to go and finish the fast, like it would be, for example, when you're fasting for the Churban, a very sad event in our history, but not something that you're doing to specifically spur you to do tshuva. Dear Shavu number 20 brings down, if somebody does fast during the Aseres Mei Tshuva and he does a tshuva gemura, so it brings down the Kafa Chaim in the name of the Arizal, that Misana Hareza Mechaper Al Kol Havono Shechoto Koyomov B'Yom Shekiyotzi Bo, that you get an atonement for all the days that were like this. And he brings out from the Mishnah Berurah a famous Yaros Devash from Yonas and Ibishit Satsal that says that the 7 days of the Aseres Mei Tshuva, not including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so it's 7 days of the week. And each day during that Aseres Mei Tshuva, so on the Sunday of that Aseres Mei Tshuva, you should have in mind to be mechaper for all the Sundays that you did something wrong. On the Monday, you should have in mind to be mechaper for all the Mondays that you did wrong. So it's 7 days, connected to the 7 days of the week. That's this idea expressed so beautifully by the Yaros Devash. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalit tells us the makubal va'omei b'mnei shiragu b'zeh b'chol shana, that such a person who has accepted upon himself to fast during the entire period of 3 weeks, so he has accepted upon himself to do this. He's ragu b'zeh kol shana, so he has to fast the entire time. This is explained in Dirshu footnote 21. What does it mean that he's ragil? The hainu shenar king shalosh ponim. If you did this 3 times, that's considered the regilus that you should do this. The Ramah continues and he says, "V'chein mi she'eino misane kol aseres mei tshuva." Somebody that has the custom not to fast all the aseres mei tshuva, rak misane yomo yimayim. He fasts 1 or 2 days during the aseres mei tshuva. Such a person, boy kabal of yashlama. He brings out from the Truma Sedesh that if this person wants to have this fast to be a real good fast for him, he should accept it the day before at mincha time, and he should complete that fast. He's only doing it for 1 or 2 days, so he then should do the fast and be makabal the entire time. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, "V'nira li, it's my opinion, the daf could be stam." This is just in the stam situation where he didn't specifically state that he does not want to complete the fast. So there, in the stam situation, he has to complete the fast when he's just 1 or 2 days with the Aseres Mei Tshuva. However, avol im hisne shalola hashlem, if he specifically stated, "No, I'm only fasting till mincha time," so then hershus b'yado. The Ramah writes, he certainly is allowed to do that. The low odif nishar tainus. This is no different than any other tainus where a person is allowed to accept upon himself just to fast up until mincha gedola or mincha ketana. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tesvav says, "Myri, we're talking here, the person who's fasting 1 or 2 days in the Aseres Mei Tshuva, Mishenu Noeg L'Sanos Kol Shana. He doesn't have a set custom to do this all the time. In this situation, since he doesn't have a set custom, and there is no set custom to fast just 1 or 2 days, so then he should specify at the mincha before him that he wants to go and fast the next day, and therefore, since he's specifying this, lochein tzorach lashlim, as a regular tanis that you accept the mincha, it's assumed that you're doing it for the entire day. However, avol mishi misana kol shana, if somebody has a regular custom that he fasts every year, 1 or 2 days of the Aseres Mei Tshuva, afilu rakova yom echad, even if it's only 1 day, that he sets aside for this, Yom Echad Lazeh, and it's a Kabbalah Vashlama. Then, since it's his personal custom, he doesn't need to accept it, and he doesn't need to therefore complete it. He's doing it just to spur his tshuva. And certainly, Misha Misana Bishas Kabbalah should bevada in a Tzorach Lashlama. And if he makes it tonight, he says, "I'm only planning to go and fast until Mincha," so then certainly that is allowed, and he doesn't need to complete the fast till Tzeisai Kochav. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Tezayin tells us Hisna, he made this Tanai B'shas Kabbalah Satanis at the time that he was accepting the Tainis. So if he made the Kabbalah that I'm not going to fast all day, that's certainly allowed. And he says V'evshor du'a din im Hisna mikodim. Even if he did this not at the actual time that he accepted the Tanis, but he said before him, "This is what I'm planning to do." Samrinan the Kabbalah Shekibel Achakach Adaite Ditno Kamor Hove. So even though, let's say, 2 days before he accepted the fast, he said, "Oh, I heard about this. It's a great idea. I think I'm going to fast only until Mincha time on this 1 day of the Aseres Mei Tshuva." And then it comes and he accepts the fast on the day before he's going to have the tainus for the Aseres Mei Tshuva, but it doesn't specify then that it's only until Mincha Gedola. So nevertheless, we can say that he's accepting it now based upon his understanding beforehand that that's what he would be doing. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yochid Shekibol of Tainis Stam B'Erev Shabbos. If an individual accepted upon himself a Tainis on Erev Shabbos, just Stam, Then, even though it's Friday, he has to fast all the way up until Tzitzit Kochavim. But, im lo shepirish, unless he specifically, explicitly stated, b'shas kabbalas ha'tainis, ad sheyishlimu ha'tzi b'tfilasim, I'm only going to fast until we come home from shul. And then, at the time that we come home from shul, then I'm breaking my fast, even if it's earlier than Tzitzit Kochavim, that's perfectly acceptable. And he says, the Ramah, v'ayin le'el, and simon reish mem tes, where this is discussed as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yudzayin tells us, "Hainu shelo peirash be'esa kabbalas kavodaso." He didn't explicitly state what his intention was when he accepted upon himself the tainis Thursday afternoon at mincha time. So then we say, "Amrinan the mistam hoya kavodaso kimo b'shayim osechol." Then it would be like every other day, which means the dinahu atzeis kochavim kozman shelo peirash. Unless he specifically, explicitly stated so, he has to fast until tzeis kochavim. The issue footnote 25 says, even though he didn't say something specifically, if it was his intention, ach b'daito, gam b'shayim osashur, this is what he always does, that he only fasts until chatzi hayom, so then Rav Ozer Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi brings down b'di'evet, mo'el esakinis nusach kabbalah satainis, he can change what he accepted at mincha time, even at night. And he adds, shi'itokin shedomedino ledin hanoder mipasta. If somebody says, I'm not going to have bread, the kavanaso is la pas chit bavad, and he only intended, obviously, that it would be wheat bread. And it's written down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, shenu neso eluk v'machshavto. Then you can go by what is his presumption that that's what he intended. And this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, in the name of the Birka Yosef, in regards to somebody who fasts on Erev Shabbos, mistama shagamim rak hira belibo wheel kavanaso. If that's what he was thinking about, even though he didn't explicitly state it, that would be fine. The Shabur in Sivkot Yudches tells us, "V'hu adin." Likewise, the Mahane, it would be acceptable kishemasne when he makes his tonight to accept the tainus sheisane rak adzman mincha gedola. For him to say, "I'm only doing even to mincha gedola," or mikre tainus, that's called a tainus v'yochol spal aneinu, and he can even say aneinu then, and that is adequate, like we've already pointed out. And the Mishabur in Sivkot Yudches brings down that we learned this in Simon Reish Mem Tes. That's what the Ramah said. Hainu mashiachriya shom bagor. What the Ramah said over there, ladina. And Dirshu footnote number 28 describes this, where it says, Shechilek Shom Bein Tainis Tzibur, Shetzorich Lashlim, a Tainis Tzibur, so accepted upon by the Tzibur, then you have to finish it off. So, for example, this past Asar B'Tevis, everybody had to fast until Tzeisa Kochavim, until nightfall. You couldn't go and say, well, I only meant to fast until Mincha Gedola, or Mincha Kitana, or that will daven Shabbos, make Shabbos early. That you can't do. As opposed to a Tainis Yochid, Shenot Zorich Lashlim, where you don't have to go and complete the tainus if that's what you intended. And he writes, the best way to get around any problems the Ramah wrote over there was explicitly state what your intention is, and then you won't have any problems. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, furthermore, see what I wrote there in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, and you can see this in Dirshu Foot number 29, where he writes, if a person had a custom, he was going to fast every Friday, and the first time he did it, he completed it all the way until Tzeis HaKochavim. So he writes there, in the name of the Magaram, Shetzorach Leno Ken Liolim. That's now the pattern that you've set up and you've accepted upon yourself. And he says, L'chachil ato shelo yashlim apam rishona. Therefore, if you're doing this, don't fast the full time the first time, and therefore, you won't have to necessarily fast the full time every other time after that. Furthermore, he writes, of a yard site, people have the custom to fast on a yard site. So the first time the yard site comes out, you should specifically also state Shem Yir, the Erev Shabbos. If it comes out on Erev Shabbos, that you don't want to go and accept it. Because otherwise, Nechluku HaPoskim, Bedino, what the din would be, Im Yashlim HaTanis, Kishem Shehishlim Pam Rishona. Because if you finished it off the first time, so then maybe you have to finish it off every Erev Shabbos, that that's when the yard site comes out. Or maybe, Minastam, Lokibel HaAtzim LaHashlim Gam Kishiyochu BeErev Shabbos. Or maybe you didn't intend to do it when it came out on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, Mishim Etzdar, somebody is uncomfortable, Yuchul Smach HaMekilim, then you can rely upon the Mekel opinion and eat right after you come home from shul. You don't have to wait till it's but again, it's much better to specifically state this up front. And finally, the last paragraph, if a person said, I'm not going to eat on a certain day, and you want to do it for Erev Shabbos, so the Bir Halacha over there said, then you have to do it until nightfall. The only time there's a machlokas is if you said it's stam, but not if you specifically stated that you're going to do it on this Friday. With that, we conclude today's share.